With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, happy birthday, Sean Swallows.
Woo! Happy birthday, Sean Swallows.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
What are the big plans?
Big plans are to just try and get over this cold and do something this weekend.
Okay.
So this week, we're just going to lay low. And then Friday night, we're going out.
Gotcha.
Where are you going?
We're going out.
Where are you going?
We're going to go up to the hot springs. We're going to have some food.
Well, you're not going to go up there and get naked again.
Yes, we are.
In that hot tub.
Yes, we are.
Oh, and there are other people that have to get in there.
That's okay.
All right. Well, anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yep, happy birthday. Okay. Let's see here. I got lots to talk about this morning. First of all, Nicki Minaj is bashing Travis Scott. Now, Nicki Minaj, she just went off on Travis Scott. I guess what she's kind of trying to imply, I don't know, maybe y'all can follow it, but I think what she's trying to imply is that because of Kylie, Travis Scott's song went to number one. Here it is.
Travis Scott, once he saw that we were getting the number one album in America, he had Kylie, who I love, and Baby Stormy, who I love, but I do now. I have a rivalry with Baby Stormy, according to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
He had her go and post and say, hey, me and Stormy can't wait to see y'all. How are you selling something that does not have anything to do with your album, but it's being counted on Billboard as album sales? What we not going to do is have this auto-tune man coming up here selling sweaters and telling y'all he sold half a million albums because he didn't.
She's
very... Well, he did, though.
Yeah.
But if he did, he did. It doesn't matter how he did it, right?
Yeah, right?
Oh, I guess she just doesn't like that the music's not doing it on its own.
Well,
that's what a true artist would do, right?
I think that, you know, when you have the power of Kylie,
yeah,
it's kind of... You're like,
Wish I had the power of Kylie.
$1 billion worth of power.
Don't you?
For sure.
I'd love to have it. I'd flaunt it.
Yeah. So anyway, if I was her girlfriend and I had an album out, I'd be like, hey, Kylie, can you tell everybody, all your people, to buy this? And she'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
And I haven't bought it.
Kylie, I have an idea. Here's what we're going to do.
Wait,
we're
going to sell a part. I'm playing the part of Kylie.
Oh,
what's her idea?
My idea would be this. It would be, say, okay, that lip gloss that you sell,
it's a lip kit. It's a lifestyle.
All right. That lip kit that you sell for $20, we're now going to sell it for $40, and we're going to throw in my CD.
That's awesome.
Boom. All of a sudden, I've sold millions.
No kidding. Wow. Crazy. All right. So, by the way, though, we feel like that this guy should not be doing this. This is a bad idea. It looks like Kylie and Travis might be breaking up.
Hmm.
Here's what we think happened. We think that once his album hit number one, you know how people get cocky when they start to get success like that?
Yeah.
I mean, he was already successful. Now his album hitting number one, he's getting a little cocky, a little full of himself, and forgetting she's worth a billion. Yeah. So he's like, you know what? My song is number one.
Well, I know how it feels. When this show hit number one, I became a real ass.
I agree, you did.
I really did.
Every time it hits number one.
Every single time.
And every time we get ratings, you're like, oh,
yeah.
You don't even know me.
Right. I refuse to talk to people around here.
And you get another tooth with a diamond in it.
I do. My grill. It's not a tooth. It's a grill. Thank you very much.
Whoa, you're awesome.
Hello.
You're on fleek.
It's not my tooth. You don't say tooth. It's not hip.
You're bicuspid.
My grill. We got a diamond for the grill.
Did you just try to, like, do that? Like, did you do your hands and everything like you were him?
Look, as long as we're number one, I can act this way. That's when we drop to number 10. That's when we've got problems.
Well, that's never happened. Don't talk about it like that.
Just say it.
I know, but don't even say that out loud. Don't you believe in that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Don't say it out loud.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. Why would he do that?
Then you have to go pawn the grill.
God, you're on my nerves today. Like more than usual, really.
How would you pawn your grill?
I guess I'd rip them out.
To take them out. Yeah. You have like holes in there.
Right. Anyway, all right. So they're saying that, Travis got a little cocky and then he cheated on these poor girls. That he cheated allegedly on Kylie Jenner.
He did.
Yeah, because, you know, he's like.
I'm shocked.
Well, here's the thing. When you're a man, I know, right? You're a man and your wife has $1 billion, you're going to feel a little insecure.
I see it the opposite. I think if your wife's got $1 billion, you don't cheat on her.
Well, I feel like that, too. But when you have the number. Now, let's think about a youngin'. He's like 19 or something.
All right, let's go youngin'.
I'm 19, right? And my wife's worth $1 billion. Doll.
Okay. Doll.
I don't know. And then you're like, you know, but she doesn't give me any mad respect because she's worth $1 billion. I want to take control of this relationship. I'm feeling insecure. So what do? Is I, you know, stoop somebody, and then I feel better about myself.
Well, that's really dumb.
It is really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, she's got $1 billion.
$1 billion. I'd be like, Kylie, I love you every day of all time. Oh, my God.
Me too.
Oof, you're creepy.
I would, though. It's a lot of money.
$1 billion with a B.
Can't even imagine.
What would you do?
Travel.
Nice.
Buy buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your building thing.
Yeah. I want a high rise one day. Mm-hmm. I am dreaming to own a high rise.
He keeps it, yeah.
I do want one. A big one.
Okay, we can get you one. BG wants a building, a high rise, a really tall one.
Let's do a GoFundMe for me.
Hey, when is the lottery?
The lottery, the lotto is tonight, I think.
How much is it?
It's like $6.5 million.
So we don't know.
Well, $6.3 million, I think it is. I bought my ticket yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, because see, here's my lottery, strategy, I guess. Okay, I don't like the Powerball. I'm not a big fan of the Mega Millions at all. I like the lotto, the state lotto. It's easier to win. The odds are still high, but easier to win. And you know what? I think $6.5 million would do me right.
Yeah, that'd be a nice little haul.
Yeah, it'd be a good day.
Yeah,
it'd be a good day. So I bought my ticket.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
I hope you win, little buddy. Yep. Post Malone's jet makes an emergency landing after popping two tires. Here are the audio clips.
Hey, Post, can you just give us one thing? Were you nervous?
Oh, my God. I hate flying in general. And then, you know, I don't even know what to say, man. I'm shook.
Do you have anything to kind of say to the pilot? Were the pilots the one that really saved the day, I guess you could say?
Yeah, hell yeah. There's one hell of a team on that aircraft, and we're here. And we're here on Earth, and I need a beer, and I need some wine at the same time mixed together.
Now, you know, he had to have it in his head when they told him that we have two tires that have popped. You know, in the music scene, he knows who Travis Barker is. And he probably knew the guy that died on that private jet. And they also popped tires. So that's got to be going on in his head. They flew around for a couple of hours to to use fuel. And I don't know if I could circle for 2 hours knowing I might die.
Yeah, that's a tough one there.
Yeah, it is.
I saw some of the video this morning, too, and they were quite concerned.
Thanks, BJ.
But what do you do? What do you do? You just gotta, you know, drink some wine, drink your liquor, or do whatever, and just buckle up.
I'm gonna be honest. I would get hammered.
Yeah, I mean, what else is there to do? You don't want to,
which is not probably smart because you know then I can't find the exit and all that stuff because I'll be like
ride it out.
I would just.
Well, fortunately, it made it back.
It did make it,
and
he sounded sober.
Yeah, he did.
He did sound sober. And then finally, I think we found the information. Sean, can you tell us when Carson and Amber are going to be at T-Mobile with the cargo player?
I sure can. They're going to be there August 25th, so that's this Saturday from 11 till 1. It's the T-Mobile store located on Alameda and Wadsworth.
Okay.
And Rockies player Carlos Gonzalez will be there.
See, I told you I knew players.
Cargo.
I know his name.
You know his name from yesterday's meeting when we were in the boss's office and I kept saying cargo. And you're like, well, who in the heck is Cargo?
Really? I sound like that?
Yes.
I really. Who's
Cargo?
Really? In the boss's Cargo. Office, I'm like, who?
That's where you got Cargo.
No, I thought you were saying Fargo. And I didn't know. And I was like, what is Fargo? We're going to Fargo? And then our boss said, no, the Rockies player Cargo is going to be at T-Mobile.
By the way, the Rockies are playing great. They're only a game and a half out of first place.
Did they play last night?
They did, and they lost.
Oh, so they didn't have a rain?
No, they played. I think they were delayed. I watched part of the game. It was a bit delayed, but, you know, and they lose. They beat great teams, and then they lose to the terrible teams. San Diego sucks.
They do.
Yes. Then we lost.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how did Cargo play?
It was okay. The whole team was kind of...
What about Phil?
There is no Phil.
Yeah, huh?
Who?
He's in the west side. He's on the right field.
That's not a Phil.
Phil Dickelson?
No, the right fielder is Cargo.
Oh.
That's what he plays. Field, Jamie.
I meant left field.
You know all about him, don't you?
Phil Dickelson?
There's no Dickelson out there.
John, is there not a Phil Dickelson in left field?
Oh, yes, of course.
See? Duh. Happy birthday, Sean.
Thanks.
Hey, Sean, can I tell you something?
What?
I was going to give you this gift card.
Okay.
And I just checked it. And it doesn't have any money on it.
Ooh, thanks for checking it first.
It's from June of 13, Sean.
I know. And so I checked it.
Found it in the bottom of the purse.
And so it's, it doesn't have any money on it. And so I feel real bad because I...
You can still have the card.
Yeah, you can have it. It's pretty. It's a vanilla card.
The symbolism is really what counts.
It really is. Yeah. I thought of you this morning and I was like, oh my God, it's Sean's birthday this morning. And so I was at my house. I was like, what can I get? Oh, I don't have a present. I'll get him one of the gift cards in my pantry thing.
Right.
And then I brought it in for you. And then does it have any money on it? So I feel shame. Sorry, Sean. I tried.
That's okay. That's all that counts.
I tried. That's BJ brought counts. Nothing.
When did you move your birthday from May to August?
I know. He told me your birthday was in May.
I thought it was May.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why. Something in May.
See, I knew this morning when your birthday was.
You did not.
I brought you a gift card from my house going, oh, it's Shawnee's birthday.
Enjoy the hot tub, Sean.
Oh, I will.
Hot springs.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.